How about that?
The Fallen State is amazing. Subscribe now.
Like Natty going north, Natty going north. Running around like Natty going north. It's too amazing to see it, folks. Insane people screaming and yelling like Natty going north.
Welcome to the Fallen State. There's a lot of talk now about open relationships and polyamory. Polyamory. I never heard it. Maybe I have, but I hadn't thought about it. I have with me Connor McMillan and Brittany Taylor of the YouTube channel Connor and Brittany, where they talk about relationships. And so I took a look at you guys' website last night, and I like the fact you're so open about it and talk about it.
Thank you.
I'm sure you're getting a lot of negative feedback, but at least you're open about it. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. I appreciate it. My first question would be, what is polyamory? How do you explain that? Either one of you.
Well, I think technically defined, it's like many loves. And so for us, like we really use it, we kind of adopted it more as a search term because it's helpful for YouTube. But for us, it looks more like just open style, fluid, undefined relationships.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So we don't have a set structure. And a lot of times, I think the default can be monogamy. And polyamory is kind of maybe the opposite, or maybe just like another variation of a relationship structure.
Yeah.
Would you add anything
to that? So to break it down a little bit, so it means that you guys, you're in a relationship, but you're not married, right?
Correct.
Right.
And so if you decide, if you were out today, you met this pretty woman, whatever prettiest to you, and you decide, wow, I want to be with her, you just take her and go and have sex with her.
No, I think there'd be a lot of steps before the sexual
before
intercourse,
the step,
but we definitely do have a space for something like that to unfold.
Oh, okay.
As opposed to some other more traditional relationships where there's either an overt kind of contract or an unspoken kind of contract. Like in monogamy, one, you know, maybe some assumptions around outside relationships. If you did something X, Y, or Z, the relationship would end.
That would be like cheating.
Right.
Because there's like some sort of rule defined, but we don't have defined rules at
all. So you guys don't have any rules at all about having sex or being with other men or women. I mean men or women.
We're open to lots of different genders. We're more non-traditional in gender, sexuality, and relationships. So for those purposes, it's kind of all open for us.
What does that mean, open for any other genders?
So I would define myself as pansexual, which is basically open to anyone on the gender scale. I base my attraction, you know, on a human-to-human connection rather than genitalia. So that's the gender piece of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm black and slow. Does that mean that are you open to any other genders too, Brittany?
Yeah, for sure.
So does it mean you'll have sex with women or LGBTQ or homosexual,
yeah,
or anybody?
For sure. Like, I'm interested in other people that I'm attracted to, and I'm not really, like, gender is fun and exciting and interesting to me, but it's not like I don't have boundaries based on gender.
Really? That is amazing. And so, Connor, you will have sex with men and LGBTQ people too?
I'm open to having a variety of relationship contact with any gender. I'm open to a lot of different options.
It doesn't matter if a man or a woman or a drag queen or anything?
No, I think it really matters more about how we connect. And that might have to do somewhat with, you know, if I'm attracted physically to them. But it also has to do with a lot of other elements and components.
Right,
and I think one thing that you bring up that is important for us maybe to talk about.
Yeah, I really want to talk about
is the idea around sex and polyamory. And maybe a misconception that polyamory means you're having sex, specifically intercourse with a lot of different people.
Or even just sexual interactions.
Right.
Whereas I think a big draw for us in this like undefined relationships is being able to have any sort of relationship that feels authentic for us with another person. And a lot of times that doesn't involve sex, or maybe it involves certain types of physical intimacy, or maybe it's intellectual intimacy, or just like really being able to tap into what feels alive for us with another person and organically let that unfold.
That's amazing. And so have you been with LGBT or or women before, sexually?
Yes. Well, I mean, LGBT is a lot of different things at once, but yes, I feel like we've both had a lot of different experiences.
You too,
yeah.
Carter?
Yes.
You've been with LGBT?
Yes, yes, I've...
You don't look like you would do that.
I mean, I guess that's maybe a part of the reason that I want to talk about it is because I think that this exists in a lot of different people. And one of the things that Brittany and I are really excited about is unboxing that stuff and getting rid of the shame around it so that we can really be as authentic as we want to be in a safe and healthy way.
And so my understanding, Brittany, you made the point that it doesn't mean you're out there having a whole lot of sex with all different people.
Right.
It just means that if you wanted to, you met someone that you liked and they liked you and you guys agreed that it was okay to go do it.
Exactly, without the idea, you know, in other relationship structures, right, where that would be like, I would be cheating on you, or it would be...
Yeah, and not only is it okay, it's like, it's encouraged that we both want for one another's, and really everybody's, full authentic expression, and we love to support each other in that, because it feels like, not only is it a benefit to Connor when he experiences whatever types of relationships he's craving, but it's a benefit to me, too.
Right.
How is it a benefit to you?
I really feel like everybody being the fullest expression of themselves is a benefit to the world. And I find that with Connor. Like, the more you can be more of your full self, the more you grow, the more we grow. And, like, anything that it could bring up for me that might be uncomfortable is things that I've decided, like, I really want to work through that, or I want to understand myself better.
That is so interesting. I'm glad you guys are here.
Thanks for having us.
Have you ever walked in, Connor, and found Brittany having sex with somebody else?
No, that hasn't happened yet.
How would you handle that?
I don't know.
Because she's not cheating. It's not like she's cheating. You already have an agreement. How would you think you don't know until it happened, but how do you imagine you would handle that? You walked in, and then Brittany all moaning and carrying on with someone.
I don't know. I mean, I probably have a few different emotions come up all at once.
Yeah.
You know, just because we've been practicing this style of relationship doesn't mean that we don't feel jealousy or feel mixed emotions. But I definitely feel really excited when you are connecting with other people. I feel turned on by it. I feel turned on both sexually and like emotionally and mentally that, like you said, I know you're getting your needs met. I know this is something you're choosing. I know this is you following through with a need or a want. And so that element excites me. And then additionally, I love watching you with other people getting turned on. It's a turn on for me. So I don't know what exactly that would look like, but I imagine it would be pretty mixed.
It would be shocking.
It might be, yeah.
And also, like, we're really intentional about how we set up plans.
Indeed.
So I don't think that it would necessarily come up. I mean, maybe it would, but without it being like something that was like, oh, this is going to be a fun surprise and like you could join in.
Right.
Have you ever walked in on Connor with... have you ever walked in on Connor having sex with someone else?
Well, there was one time that we were sharing in more of like a three-person relationship, so we were all having
sex together.
I love how you keep saying having sex. It's definitely a part of it, but I think there's like so much to the relationship.
Right. So just
that
so we understand,
part of it.
More than
just
that, part of it.
When you say you guys were sharing,
right,
meaning that there were more than two of you in the relationship together.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there were three of us, and I also, like, one of my biggest turn-ons is you with other people. And so I feel like it was kind of, that was known, they both knew that, and I went to take a shower and was, like, really hoping that you guys were hooking up in the other room.
Really?
And indeed you were. So I got to, like, walk in and... And
kind
of observe first I wanted to observe for a while, and then I got to experience it.
So you like in there taking a shower.
I was just thinking about them.
I'm hoping that they're doing this.
Yeah, totally.
And then you walk out the shower, and there he is.
Dreams come true.
And you're like, ooh, let me join this.
Yeah, but first I wanted to watch for a while.
Oh, you watched it for a while?
Yeah.
Wow. And you knew she was watching?
Yeah.
Isn't that a turn on knowing she's watching?
It is, yeah.
Really?
And we knew that was something that excited you, so we sort of, you know, had this idea like, okay, let's do this while she's in the shower, and it'll be this kind of thing.
So, wow. Yeah. And so the people that you meet, they're already into polyamorous relationships, and they're already in that mindset, right?
It's pretty much...
Most of the time, the people that we link up with tend to be on that same wavelength in one way or another. We did have somewhat of a relationship recently where the person had been coming from a more traditional monogamous background, but we were all very communicative, and you know, she was very aware of what she was kind of stepping into and exploring. So it's either people who have experience or are looking to experience open relationship
dynamics.
Is there
like an area or community where this is going on, where people hang out so you like kind of already know?
I feel like in a way there
are.
Yeah, we tend to travel and host different events and are a part of different events that attract people who are like really into health, full body health, and tend to be really open-minded. And where we live a lot of the year, in Austin, Texas, there's a lot of people who
Is that who you live in Texas?
Most of the time, yeah. Oh, okay. We've been traveling around a lot, but there is a big community, I would say, in Austin, and I think in other places in the world. And we do get the question a lot from people who maybe are interested in polyamory, and they're like,
yeah.
How
do
you find people?
Right.
The more that we started opening up to others about our relationship, the more that we found we were encountering others who were interested. So.
Yeah, and now with a YouTube channel, it's quite easy.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, I saw that. One last question about that, I think. So, Connor, if you walked in, Brenda's in the room with a guy,
yeah.
Right? You go jump in the shower, you're like, oh, I'm all excited about this. And so, would you go and get in bed and have sex with the guy too, or just Brittany?
Well, again, you know, it just depends person to person. I'm not necessarily caught up on him being male or female or transgendered or whatever, but more like, do I have an attraction for this human being? So I wouldn't necessarily say I'm not going to have sex with that person because they have a penis.
Right.
But I also wouldn't probably just have sex with a kind of random person.
Right.
That's not really how we do it. Some people do, and I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with that, but we tend to really like to have a connection, an established emotional connection, mental connection before experiencing intercourse.
How did you become this way? A polyamory person.
Yeah, we both had really long-term monogamous relationships. Mine was actually 12
that's
years.
That will be my next question. Have you ever been in a monogamous relationship?
Yeah, mine was from the age of 16 until I was 28. And I really thought that was it for me, and I was going to have a child with that person. And I just thought that was forever. And then she separated with me, and it wasn't my choice, and it was very heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And I also, through that process, got an opportunity to re-explore what I really wanted in my life. And relationships to me are one of the most important aspects of living. So I got to re-examine what is it I really want in relationship. And ultimately I found I wanted love, support, I wanted freedom. And those elements happen to work really well with our relationship structure.
And so you did, after this breakup with this person, you decided, I'm gonna be in love, but I'm gonna be able to do what I want, kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, it was an unfolding process that took maybe, maybe up to 2 years or so before I kind of maybe said it like that to myself. It was kind of a learning, an unfolding, but that was eventually the kind of the conclusion I got to, yeah.
Amazing, and how did you become this way?
Yeah, I guess similar in that I experienced a lot of monogamy in my life. I had a lot of like long-term partners. In monogamous relationships. And I also felt like from a young age, I was naturally attracted to multiple people. And when I was younger, would like kind of have relationships with different people. And it felt really normal to me. But then like at different times, it felt like, oh, I can't fully express myself because that would be like cheating. And but it feels like I have enough space to love this person and love this person. And so I feel like it was naturally in there for me as from a young age. And then I also had like a long-term partnership. I was married for a while, and when that ended, I felt like it was a really good relationship, and I decided to change, like to walk away from it because I felt like it wasn't everything I wanted. I couldn't live like the life I fully wanted, and I felt like if I'm going to leave this thing that's really good, then I'm going to have like everything that I want. And a part of what I found was that like I really wanted the freedom, and I really wanted to be able to like choose each day what I was doing and not feel like I was being held back by some sort of rules or structure that didn't fully resonate with
me. So that means that you were in a long-term relationship, a monogamous relationship, and while in that relationship, you were desiring other people.
Yeah.
You wanted to be, but you couldn't because you felt that if you did it, you would be cheating.
Yeah.
And so once that relationship ended, you said, no more relationship like that.
Yeah, and the bigger thing that felt like was like no more boundaries on my life that feel like, and so that was like another extension. Relationships were also really important to me and another extension of that. And I didn't want to like start another relationship that felt confining.
How old were you when you first started getting into a relationship sexually, when you first had your sexual experience?
14.
And how old were you?
Yeah, 14 as well.
At the same age? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. What made you do it then at 14? That's real early in life. Why 14?
It felt really like natural for me. I feel I had been experiencing people, like physical intimacy with people, for a number of years, and I really loved my partner I was with. Not that I feel like it has to be that way, but I just felt really comfortable and excited about it, and my body felt excited about it, and just felt really natural for me.
And how about you? Why 14?
Yeah, I actually think I had a different experience than you.
Yeah, we had different
experiences. I really feel like I had maybe some cultural influences of kind of ideas of what being a man was, and I was, you know, going through puberty and really wanted to, like, be a man and do it early and do it soon, you know, and ended up having sex with this girl who was a couple years older than me. We had done some cocaine. It was like, it wasn't really like a great first time. I didn't have any shame about it at the time. I still don't have necessarily shame about it, but I also feel like I would choose things differently for myself,
right.
you know, at that time. But I think it was less about maybe the early age as it was about the circumstances.
Yeah. Did this older woman seduce you or you seduce
her? No, I think it was quite mutual.
Both of you were high, so everybody looking good.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, and I think we were attracted to each other before that happened, but you know, to add that in, it's like
I've been little, there, so I understand.
Yeah.
Do you smoke pot?
No.
How about you?
No.
Have you ever smoked pot?
Yeah.
Oh, you have? What made you stop?
I never was that interested in it.
I know.
When I was younger, I like tried it. I was curious about that, like the things people are curious about, and yeah, it just didn't really do it for me.
How about you? You ever smoke pot?
Yeah,
I was
a big pothead. I really got into alcohol for a big chunk of my 20s, drinking every day. I also did a lot of oxy. I did some heroin. I would binge out on pills. So I had a big life change, not just in relationships, but also in health in general, after my relationship, my long, long one ended. I took a big look at everything in my life and made some big adjustments. So,
with this long-term relationship, was the woman older or younger?
She's the same age. Actually, I just saw her yesterday. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
She is into polyamory, too?
No.
Did you tell her you were?
Yeah, she knows. We're all friends.
Oh, yeah? What did she think about that?
Oh, she's cool with it.
She's
yeah.
Cool.
She loves me. I still love her. We're great friends.
Do you still have sex with her?
No.
Don't let your wife know, huh? I mean, I'm kidding.
No, yeah. that would be okay with you.
That would be awesome.
It would be okay?
If it sounded good to you.
Would
guys.
You be concerned that he may fall back in love with her and they'll end up going away from you?
I don't have concern about you falling in love with anybody. I mean, if that feels good for you, that sounds great.
What would happen? How would you think you would feel if he fell in love with another woman and decided, I want to go monogamous again, I don't want this anymore? How would you feel about that?
I mean, it's interesting to even imagine, because I feel like from everything I know about you, it's not like something I imagine that would just happen, that like you'd walk out the door the next day and suddenly like all these things you've been feeling would shift.
Right.
So I imagine if that were something that would naturally unfold, there would be things leading to it.
Oh,
so like
okay.
over time I would get the sense like, okay, it seems like having these style relationships isn't resonating with you as much, and you would be kind of talking to me about
right.
what was exciting you, and I like ultimately really feel like whatever you want, I totally support you in.
But this is a great question. It's a question we get asked a
lot. Yeah, I think there's a lot of fear for people around that.
Right,
and
it
I
is.
Don't have fear around that, because we're so busy celebrating everything that we have.
And I think, you know, part of that fear that people encounter does happen a lot in monogamous relationships. And I want to make it clear too, we're not against monogamy, and we're not even pro polyamory. We just like to talk about our experiences and what works. I think any relationship structure that's really chosen consciously can work. But what does come up for people a lot when they do shut themselves down in a lot of other styles of relationships is that sometimes you do find attraction and you're not supposed to talk about it or feel it, and it just festers and festers, and then you go after the first thing that kind of is nice to you, and you break up with that person, you move on. And so I think that happens for people.
Yeah.
Would you be disappointed or hurt if Brittany found someone and decided, I don't want to do the polyamory thing again?
Oh, and like moved away from
me. Moved away from
me. Oh, yeah, I'd be really, that would hurt my heart a lot.
Yeah.
Definitely. But it wouldn't hurt me in a way where I would say, that's bad and that's wrong. But it would be painful, because I really love her and I really want to have a family with you. I want to raise our baby together. I want to have a very lifelong partnership with you.
Yeah,
so.
How long have you guys been together?
It's almost 5 years.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Over four
that's
and a
long
now.
Time.
Yeah.
So do your parents know about this? Yeah. Your father, your mother, your father, your mother?
Yes.
You have sisters and brothers too?
Yes. Yeah.
How do you all feel about this?
I mean, honestly, at that point, like at the point that I think we both, or at least I, started experiencing poly life,
yeah.
It was like another weird thing I was doing. And they were just like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, because we've talked about this before. We've both done a lot of alternative things maybe throughout our whole lives. And mm-hmm. I think particularly as we've gotten older, maybe gotten weirder. And so I think our families kind of expect a certain amount of that. And so when I did tell my parents very specifically, like, hey, we date other people and... You know, it wasn't like they were like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. They're like, oh, okay, I don't really understand that, but you know, do your thing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So you don't get high at all now?
No.
Nothing. So.
Well, I occasionally drink alcohol, but it's not like it was at all. Yeah, my relationship
is better switched. When you're high or not high?
I think it's definitely better not high for me.
Why is that?
Because I really like to experience it in the present moment, like, with my entire being there.
Oh.
And I think when I've gotten high in the past, you know, parts of me are there and parts of me aren't. Certain things might feel better, but I think for the overall body, you're leaving pieces of you behind.
Oh, I see.
I mean, that would be my opinion on myself. I can't speak for everyone, obviously.
Of course.
But.
So, Brenda, you describe yourselves as sex positive. Yeah. What does sex positive mean? It sounds like a disease.
Wow. Well, for me, like it pretty simply means that I feel positive about sex.
Oh.
So I think that there can be a lot of different like cultural stigmas around sex that are negative. And I just feel like it's a really positive, beautiful, natural thing. And like there's so many great elements that can come along with it. So my general attitude towards sex is positivity.
And what does that mean for you, sex positive? Same thing?
I mean, pretty much the same thing. Yeah, I'm not sure I would add much to it. We have seen a lot of shame around sex and sexuality.
Right.
And I think we all have experienced it, and we all have a lot of trauma because of it. And I think sexuality is a place that we can do a lot of healing as a culture. And it doesn't mean you have to sleep with a lot of people to be positive about sex. You know, you can have a monogamous partnership and be positive about your sexual relationship with your partner.
You can have just a sexual relationship with yourself.
Absolutely.
And be positive about sex.
Right.
Or not even be practicing
That's
sex
amazing.
Play.
What does it mean to have sex with yourself? How do you have sex?
Can
you give me an example? Do you have sex with yourself sometimes?
Yeah, I like to make love with myself.
Really? Are you able to describe to me what that means?
Yeah, I think
How do you do that?
I think it's like emotionally and physically engaging with myself in a way that brings me sexual pleasure.
Oh.
So touching myself sexually, thinking about things that bring me sexual pleasure, being with myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you do that too?
Yeah.
Well, I know you do.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
You can see it.
You ever walked in on each other doing that?
Hmm.
We've invited one another
right.
to do that beside one another.
Really? You're like, honey, can you do sexual positive for me right now?
Sexual positive?
Yeah.
We never said it quite like that.
You want to be sex positive next to me right now?
Maybe after the show.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. That is so interesting. It's abnormal. I mean, this is something new for women to be in that kind of stuff, sex pleasure in themselves, right? Because in a good old day, women wouldn't do anything like that. It was mostly a man thing.
You think so?
Have women always been into that?
Get the sense that, yes, that was, like, yes.
Oh, it just wasn't talked about, huh? It was hidden away.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I guess it depends, like, who's accounting what.
When I was growing up, I can honestly tell you I never heard of that.
Really?
Women doing that to themselves.
Like in more modern-day culture.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. I do think it's definitely talked about a lot less.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm finding that, like, I mean, it's hard to say, too, because the people that we connect, like, talk to and the people that kind of are attracted to the stuff that we're sharing with the world are more sex positive. So I've met a lot of women who do love sexually touching themselves or who are wanting to explore it more.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so interesting. What is it like watching Brenda sexually please herself?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a turn on. I really love watching you please yourself. And it's a turn on just to watch you smile or like be happy or this kind of thing. So to watch you in a sexual space is, it's exhilarating.
Do you feel like getting involved or you just hold off from it?
I think both.
Let her finish out herself?
Yeah, I think both things.
Oh.
Yeah, I definitely like watching the entire experience, and also I think parts of me are like, yeah, I want to do that too. Let's do that together. So
interesting.
And now a word from our sponsor.
The merch is amazing. Would you guys describe yourselves as heterosexuals, or how do you describe yourselves?
Thanks for asking.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Yeah, I think, as I said, pansexuality is probably the closest thing that I would use, which is pretty much like undefined sexuality, the potential of attraction towards anyone not based on gender. So gender is not necessarily part of the equation.
I mean, again, like labels are hard for me because I feel like a label is somehow trying to define me in one way or another, but words that have felt like they resonate pretty well are like queer or fluid.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do have maybe a more general attraction towards a certain gender, you know, but that's not strict, so therefore I would say that, yeah, definitely not heterosexual.
Amazing. Yeah. Is sex love?
Sometimes. Mm. I mean, I think that the way we engage in our lives is in a very loving way. So
I think sex for us is
I just feel like what we're doing is love based.
Definitely, but I couldn't say that for everyone. I don't think sex inherently is love, because I think, you know, we talk about this a lot, like love and health is really synonymous terms for us. And so there can be healthy sex and there can be unhealthy sex.
How would you define love?
As health. I think love and health are really synonymous.
Oh, would you define it the same way?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I like that.
And we try, I think both of us really try, and like you said, everything we do is kind of based in love. It's based in health. We really want to be the healthiest people we can be.
When you say healthy, mean like, what do you mean by healthy?
Physically, emotionally, mentally, full
you know
body.
What? Also, like truth and authenticity come to mind, like as all words that
for me
feel like they resonate with that too.
Yeah.
That is so interesting. I'm learning a lot.
Your questions are fun.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear. I wrote down some good ones here because I wanted to really understand this.
Yeah. Cool.
Not to judge it, but to understand it.
Yeah, I don't feel any judgment, just curiosity.
Yes.
Totally.
Yeah. Oh, good. And so this non-binary gender thing, it just came about recently, right?
I think that we've just coined that term more recently.
Yeah.
But I think that, like, we can see things throughout history where there were people who weren't necessarily, like, fitting into one certain gender or another.
So just for me, I'm black and slow. A non-binary person, can they have a vagina or a penis, but say, well, and you say, well, are you a man or a woman? They'll say, well, no, I'm nothing. That would non-binary mean?
Yes, they might not say I'm nothing, but they would probably say, like, yeah, I identify as non-binary.
Wow.
Yeah, it doesn't, like, it's not based on genitalia.
When you first, either one of you or both of you, when you first heard of that, did that sound weird to you?
It resonated with me.
Mm.
How about you?
I can't recall when I first heard it. I don't remember ever feeling like it was weird to hear, but I may have been curious about it. I honestly can't recall when I first heard it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, Brittany, you're pregnant, right?
Yes.
And what for Connor?
Yes.
Right?
For you.
For me. Well, with me, but yes.
Oh.
For us.
Boy, you're the wrong word.
No, I like it.
And so, what is it like being pregnant and being a polyamory person?
Yes, this is a good question. It's been really amazing, actually. We decided we were going to create this life together a while ago and have been really intentional about it and really intentional about timing.
Yes.
And I was curious, you know, especially with people who I've had ongoing relationships with, like, oh, I wonder if they're still going to be attracted to me as my body changes. Like, I wonder who will want to be a part of this with us, or how I'll feel about my body and being in it. And it's just been really healing for me to be loved by people and to feel like my body's appreciated by people and to feel other people's excitement for our baby journey and like actually people really wanting to be a part of it.
And so have you've had sex with other people since you've been pregnant? Because you started to, how many months?
Six.
6 months. And have you had sex at 6 months with other people?
Yes.
And you take your clothes off and they see that you're pregnant?
Yes.
You feel funny or shy or anything?
I feel like in general, like body, like learning to feel really comfortable in my body is just like one of my own personal journeys. So yeah, like sometimes I feel like I'm not having a day where it's easy for me to appreciate my body and yeah. I feel like this is hard. But I don't actually feel like it's been harder in pregnancy than like before. It's just a different variation of it. Mm-hmm.
And so if you got ready to get with another person, do you ask them, I'm pregnant here, do you mind if I take my clothes off and I'm not going to look flat and the same, you know,
I haven't,
do they have any problem with that?
I haven't had that come up because all the people who I've connected with intimately or who have seen me naked are all people who I have like established relationships with and who are excited about our pregnancy journey.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And all of them are really just think my body's beautiful. So I think like they're helping me see how I'm beautiful.
Amazing. What is it like for you, Connor, seeing Brenda pregnant now and when you see her naked pregnant?
Man, I think it's the most beautiful thing in the world. I love seeing you growing and I love seeing your pregnant body. Yeah, making a child, creating life has been something I've wanted to do for a long time. And when we met each other, it's pretty much right away, I felt like I would really love to make a child with this person when the time is right. And the time was right, and we did that. And so the outcome of that is like this incredible human being that I already loved, growing another incredible human being that I love. And the representation of that in the body, I think, is absolutely glorious. And I think pregnant women in general have a certain glow and an attractiveness that's undeniable. Whether one would say that's just sexual or it's a whole other thing, you know, I'm not sure. But for me, it definitely connects with sexuality and much more than that. It's a very sensual, beautiful thing to see.
So when you see her naked body, You okay with the different look?
I love it. I love it so much. I'm really excited for her to grow more and like, yeah. I mean, she's really soft. Her hair has grown so much since pregnancy. There's so many things that are just like, you're just getting pumped full of amazing hormones and it's awesome.
Is sex better with a pregnant woman or non-pregnant?
I guess it depends on the person, depends on the moment, but I really enjoy having sex with you while you're pregnant.
Yeah, you seem to be really enjoying
it. Yeah.
Is there a difference in the sex with a pregnant woman as opposed, I've never had sex with a pregnant woman, but I've heard things about having sex with a pregnant woman. It says.
What have you heard?
I've heard guys say that sex with a pregnant woman is better. Yeah, some guys like it.
I've heard pregnant women express that they feel like they're more embodied and more like alivened and feel more comfortable expressing themselves when they're pregnant.
There's also more blood flow. There's increased blood flow and
breasts
there's increased oxytocin. There's larger breasts. There's more. So there's a lot of elements that are physiologically actually changing. And I do think your vagina has definitely changed. It's warmer. It's like
it's more plump.
Yeah, it's like fuller.
A fat vagina?
I wouldn't say it's fat, but it's fatter than it was. But it's like bigger. It's full of blood. You know, there's more pulse. There's more life happening there.
Wow. So, yeah. And so you like the bigger breasts too?
You know, I was always an ass man myself, but I love these breasts. I mean, they've gotten a lot bigger. I'd say they got bigger.
Tripled.
Yeah, more than your belly. Your breasts have really grown a lot.
I know.
And I'm totally embracing it.
Do you have milk in your breast now?
I have colostrum. If you, like, really squeeze, you can get a little bit of colostrum.
So does he suck the milk out? Colostrum out?
We try. We get a drop or two.
You suck the milk out, too?
Yeah.
The milk is for the baby, man.
Not here yet. Although, I think, like you said, you're kind of an overachiever when it comes to creating breast milk.
Yeah, it seems everyone like the women in my family really produce a lot early on.
It'll probably be enough to go around.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Are you going to breastfeed?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Definitely.
Yeah. The one thing I like, we talked about before the show, is that you don't know if it's a boy or a girl.
Correct.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like the surprise of that, you know.
Yeah.
They used to do that, wait and see. They didn't have to know right away. That's a disappointment.
Mm. For sure.
When is the baby due?
May, June.
Oh, good. I hope it's the 22nd of May.
Okay, is that your
birthday?
Okay,
oh, nice.
Cool.
We'll be pretty close to it.
Yeah. So you have a video call, How Do We Know Connor Is the Father? Can you tell us about that, and how do you know he is the father?
Yeah, a lot of people were asking us, which was really interesting to us, but I guess it makes sense because people
right.
figure like...
I wonder that too right now, since you have a sex with other people, and how do you know you're the father? I mean, Connor is the father.
Well, yeah, like we love being intentional about everything that we do in our lives and our relationships in our lives. So it was really important to us when we decided like, okay, this is the time where we want to conceive, and I track my cycle and I know when I'm fertile. And we decided during the cycles that we were planning to conceive that we really just wanted to share intimacy with one another.
Oh, I see. Do you ever wonder if you are the father?
No.
Does it cross your mind at all?
Not at all, no. I know the place that we had sex. I know the time that we had sex. I know, like, yeah, because I've been a big part of Brittany tracking her cycle, and we've talked so much about it. I mean, we've been talking about having this child for
like
about
2 years.
2 years before we actually conceived. So we've had a long plan of how that was going to unfold.
Some people don't know that men can tell when they get the woman pregnant, but you can tell.
I mean, especially I felt like I could really tell, yeah.
I remember when I got my girlfriend pregnant. I was 19, I think, and we used to have sex in the car. You ever had sex in a car?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it can be challenging.
It can be challenging. And so what happened was the family, my aunt and her husband went out, well, really my uncle and her husband went out, and his wife went out of town. Mm-hmm. So everybody was gone. I said to my girlfriend, well, we're going to go to my house and we're going to have sex like adults.
Uh-huh.
We're going to get into bed and do it. And so we got into bed and did it. It was so good.
Yeah.
And she got pregnant. I knew she had got pregnant.
Did you know like that?
I knew
right,
knew. Right then she
like
got pregnant.
Like at that moment.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was weird. I was surprised that I would know. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Is.
But I totally believe it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some amazing things happening in that moment.
Yes.
You know, far beyond measurable science, I think.
So, Bridget, are you going to stay polyamorous? Amorous now that you're pregnant?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
And how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I feel great about it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this all along.
Yeah, it's like our normal.
Yeah, and if we ever moved into a space where we decided, hey, let's just be you and me, that would be okay too. But yeah, I don't really see that happening.
Yeah, we did that once for like 60 days by accident.
Oh yeah,
and
it turns out it was great.
And how will you raise the child?
How do you mean?
Will the baby be the child?
Oh, how will we raise the child?
Yes. Polyamorous too, or
oh man, they're just going to do whatever they want
to
do.
Totally.
Yeah,
will you let them know you're doing that? Will they be aware that that's what the parents are doing?
It'll be really just like obvious, just like kids naturally understand the lifestyles that they're brought up in. I think it'll just be like normal.
And we're really open to being very authentic and honest and open with any questions and curiosities they might have. So,
at what age would you encourage them not to have sex? What age would it be okay for them to start that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's like a really tricky question. I mean, I think I would really like to hold space for them and to understand fully what their desires, their needs and wants are, and to share my opinions on that, but not necessarily to say you have to do this or you have to do that, because I don't think that works very well.
Yeah, that never felt good for me, to be like told what to do or what not to do.
Right.
Like I loved the input from people who had more experience than I was, like I did, as to like what felt good for them. But as soon as I felt like somebody was trying to tell me what to do, I shut down, and like what they were saying didn't come in a helpful way for me anyway.
Were you raised by father and mother? Your father and mother?
Yes, mostly, although they're divorced, so they weren't living together.
Oh, they were divorced while you were growing up?
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Connor?
Yeah, I was raised by my mom and dad. Actually, just got done visiting them in San Ynez. They're still together.
Oh, okay.
And I have an older brother, older sister.
Are you an alpha male or a beta male?
I don't know. I guess maybe both at different times. And and I'm also like totally female sometimes.
You're totally female?
Absolutely.
Did you know that?
Yes, I love that about you.
You knew that he was a female sometimes?
Yeah, because I'm an alpha male sometimes.
Really?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
See, I think like, we can really decide what we want to be in this world. And if we have a penis, it doesn't mean we can't be female if we want to. And
so you turn your penis into a vagina?
You could, but I don't think that makes you, just because you have a vagina, that doesn't necessarily make you female. I think it's really up to us to design our own narrative And if I want to really embrace femininity and call myself female for a little while, I can totally do that. And why not?
What does it feel like to be a female?
Well, for me, I don't know what it feels like for other people.
Right,
for
you,
me,
yeah.
Tapping into femininity and getting really gentle and sweet and maybe a little submissive and wanting to have you be more tender with me, all those things feel female for me. That's not necessarily how other people would describe it, but for me, I like embodying that from time to time. And in sex play, sometimes I think that can come out and feels really healing for me as a man, because we have been, I feel like I've been burdened with some cultural assumptions around malehood that really didn't serve me, that bottled up my emotions, you know? Told me I couldn't cry, told me I couldn't express love in a certain way, told me I couldn't express affection in a certain way. So to be able to experience that, the flip side of that for me is maybe being able to say, I'm a woman right now, and I want to be treated like that.
That's amazing. Isn't that amazing? So sometimes, does Brindy treat you like a female when you're having sex?
Yes.
What does she do?
Sometimes we're just having normal sex, but I feel very much like a woman, and that could be it.
So like you, just so I can understand.
Yeah.
So when you feel like a woman, you say, come on, honey, treat me like a lady in bed today, right?
Maybe. Yeah. I might not say
that would
it
be
out
nice,
loud.
But it's usually really clear by the way you're showing up.
Yeah.
And so what would she get in bed and do to you?
So many different possibilities there.
Right, but I mean, we have so many different possibilities in any kind of gender style that we might be kind of showing up as.
Yeah, for sure. So that could come out in oral play. It could come out in intercourse. It could come out in, like,
using toys.
Your strap-ons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you use strap-ons on him when you feel like a woman a bit?
When we're both in the mood,
yeah. And sometimes I feel like a man and she uses strap-on on me. So, I mean, again, this it's not specific to any particular thing. It's
right,
more like the embodiment. What does this feel like for me? And, again, like, just to be able to say, I feel like a woman, for me, feels very healing. It feels very empowering. And it feels very empowering for my manhood as well, to be able to experience that.
Does that scare you when you feel like a woman?
I love it.
It's making me scared right now.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think it brings up a lot of stuff for people.
Yes.
And sometimes you feel like an alpha male.
Yeah, for sure.
And what is an alpha male feeling?
Well,
what does that feel like?
I like that you said alpha male, so I kind of adopted that term, but I would never have used that before. But I do feel like I have a lot of masculinity in me, and I like feeling more non-binary in gender and not feeling like I have to be like male or female. And I feel like a lot of the time I am more like have a more masculine role in our relationship and in my life and in the way I like take care of things. And yeah, for me it feels powerful, and it feels like I feel like there's a lot of strength in me in that way, and I was really like raised as a really strong person in that way, and it feels so natural to take care of you in that way.
Yeah.
So when you put on your strap on and you feel like a woman a bit, so you're like, come on here, baby.
I've never done that, but now I think I might try that specifically in that voice.
And you're like, yes, honey.
I mean, something like that. Yeah, it could be.
That's so amazing. How would you define beta male?
Man, I'm not sure that I would know how to. I mean, obviously below the alpha, but I'm not really sure. Yeah, I'm not really sure what that would look like. I'm curious, like, what those terms kind of represent for you and like
what's curious too.
All right, let me first ask, how would you define beta male?
Yeah, I've never really, like, I don't feel like I have a relationship with the terms alpha male and beta male so much.
Oh, I see. An alpha male is a man like President, the Great White Hope. You know who the Great White Hope is, right?
No.
Do you know, Brittany? President Trump.
Uh-huh.
He has no fear. He's a matter of fact. And he doesn't back down if you attack. He stands up and fight back. It doesn't matter what color you are, male or female, he stands for what is right, right? Mm-hmm. And a beta male is one that's afraid to stand for, you know, speak up and stand for what is right and stand alone if you have to. They are normally afraid of women. They afraid to speak up. They're like a mama's boy.
I see. Yeah, then I would say I'm definitely both an alpha and a beta male, and it depends. It just depends on how I'm feeling that day.
For sure.
And I imagine most of us are. You know, even what, you know, regardless of your gender spectrum, I imagine most of us have elements of all those things you described.
So living a life like this, is it more about feelings versus non-feelings?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. I feel like our feelings really lead us in our lives.
So as a man, are you do you lead Brittany? Are you the head of Brittany?
No, definitely not.
Are you the head of him, Connor?
No.
So no one leads.
No, we like to walk side by side.
Yes. But we do lead ourselves, and I think that that's really an important piece. We try to really empower one another to be empowered, you know? So, like, my encouragement for you to be independent and strong and to choose what's best for you is given back to me. So, in a way, that helps us lead ourselves.
So, you can never imagine breaking up, right?
We're not really together, so we can't really break up.
You're not really together?
I mean, we don't describe things in those terms.
Oh, that makes sense. Mm. No, that totally makes sense.
And I feel like relationships, in my experience, are much more ever-evolving than, like, we're together, we're not together. Because it's not like you break up and then that person's out of your heart and out of your mind. Like, you still, I think we have connections with people, and they're always changing in different ways. And even from day to day, we feel differently about people from moment to moment.
Do you guys argue and disagree and have, arguments and things like that?
I think that we do, and also that they probably look different than what other people would describe as arguments most of the time.
What does it look like when you guys are arguing?
One of the biggest things we talk about on our YouTube channel is compassionate communication, and it's something that we practice like at every moment. And so even when we're really heated and we feel like we're feeling a lot and I've got to express it, I think we express it in a very compassionate way that takes ownership for that emotion rather than saying, you did this thing to me. I might say, I'm experiencing this emotion because of this thing. I want you to know, like, it's not anything you're doing to me, but I'd really love to be heard for it. That's the kind of communication that we'd have even in the depths of
So let's
emotion.
Say that you're mad at Brittany, right? You're like, you're really mad. Would you say, oh, honey, I'm mad at you.
Mm-hmm.
You did this to me.
I wouldn't describe it like that. Yeah, and I wouldn't really say I'm ever mad at Brittany. I would say maybe a part of me feels upset right now, maybe angry. And I'm noticing that it's coming from this action that maybe you did, but you're not doing that to me. I'm just feeling like that's what's alive in me right now. And maybe you can help me like take care of that either by listening to me, or maybe we can negotiate some other thing that you could do to help me feel better. But, it's not her responsibility to take care of me. It's a gift that she gives me, and I really want to honor that, and give her the opportunity to do that, but not feel like you're required to
do it. Would you stay with Brittany if she decided to get married but yet wanted a polyamorous relationship? She's like, I'm bringing this guy in, I'm going to marry him.
Uh-huh.
Would you stay with her if she wanted you to?
I mean, it would really depend on the circumstances. It's possible, it's really possible. And it would really depend on my relationship with that other person. It would depend on our relationship as it moved into that space.
Would you have to have a relationship with the other person?
Mm-mm.
Would you stay with him if he got married, ran into a woman, wanted to marry her, but yet want you there too? Would you stay with him?
Yeah, I mean, like Connor was saying, there's so many different factors, and it's really hard to imagine from this space because, again, I imagine there'd be like a natural progression over time. And so I feel really open to whatever would work for all of us.
Right.
Yeah, I don't feel like I'm like, no, I would never do that, or yeah, that sounds great, let's do that. I'd really have to feel it out,
right.
And as long as it felt really good and aligned for me, then yeah.
But, we talk about, like, what do you want? What do you need? Like, we talk about those things practically every day. So, like she said, it would just not come out of nowhere. We also have talked about the idea that we really want a strong partnership, and we really want a strong partnership to raise our child and potentially children in. So the idea that we would have this other person come in and be a part of that, it's possible, but it's not something that excites us. And so everything that I've heard from you, everything that I've shared, sounds like we want to do this thing as a really strong partnership and have a lot of other experiences.
Go ahead.
We just like love sharing time and space together. So
yeah, we
I
really
think
like each other.
We both want to put like a lot of time and energy into our relationship and to our relationship with our child.
In short, how did you guys meet?
We met in upstate New York at a thing called the Woodstock Fruit Festival. It's like a health festival.
Oh, yeah, I saw that on your video.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want my audience to know.
Yeah.
Are you Christians?
I don't identify that way, no.
Have you ever identified as a Christian?
No.
How about you, Connor?
No, I went to a Presbyterian church when I was a kid, but I don't think I ever really identified myself as Christian.
Are you an atheist?
No.
How about you?
No.
You just non-binary?
I love that. I would say that I'm really, I believe that there is some amazing magical stuff happening all around us at all times. And I think that we're all connected. I think that there's a lot of love here for all of us, and there's a lot of beauty we can all share. I think there's something like this God-like power that exists. I haven't felt called to any religion that is speaking about that, but I really feel like I want to support other people who do. And I feel
man,
if that makes sense to you, that's awesome, you know? I'm just trying to make sense of it with my perspective.
Yeah. So do you believe there is a God?
I mean, I believe that there is a higher power and that we're also, like, connected with this higher power. And it even feels weird to call it a higher power because I feel like
you don't call it God.
In terms, no, like, I don't have a relation. Like, at different times, I also went to church when I was younger. The word God felt like I was, like, it was kind of forced on me in certain ways. And I really liked later on talking about, like, the universe or, like, spirituality. And then at other times, I felt like, you know, I'm having a conversation with my dad, and he's talking about God, and I'm talking about the universe, and we're talking about the same thing. So now I feel like, yeah, I like the term God. That's great. Like, whatever it is. I really like finding ways that I can connect with other people and recognize that, like, we're both kind of talking about the same thing or the same feeling.
Yeah.
So, and again, with religion, like, I think that different people find different things that resonate with them, and I really support that, too.
Do you guys call yourself moral or immoral people? You don't care about those, because they're moral and they're the immoral.
Right.
Do you care about those things?
I don't even know what that means. Do you know about this?
Moral?
Yeah. Oh,
or
moral.
Immoral.
Okay,
I really think that everyone's trying to do the best that they can do. I think that everyone has a certain level of maybe trauma they're working through. It's expressed in a lot of different ways, ways that maybe I can't even fathom.
Would you consider yourself a moral person?
I don't think I would use terms quite like that.
Right.
I think that we're all precious and perfect and beautiful, and that we also are all working through some traumas that we've endured to varying degrees, and how that manifests is really different for everyone.
Last thing, do you have sex with all different races of people?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like black, white, Mexican, Chinese, Japanese,
I mean, I don't
Asian.
Know that I've had the opportunity
yeah.
yet.
But they're all invited if they
sure.
want to.
Sure, yes.
Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you had have black people been involved with you guys?
I've had sex with a black
yes.
woman.
Yes. I've shared intimacy with
a
yeah.
black woman?
Right, right.
But, like, black women kind of rough a bit, right?
That seems like a big...
That.
Other than white women,
in my
right?
experience,
I
no.
I, that wasn't my experience.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they
say
were gentle?
They were both very, very tender
yeah.
women.
Oh, they were the black women were tender?
Yeah. These particular black women I was with were very tender.
That's amazing.
You don't find that? Variations, right?
Yeah, I haven't done it in so long, but if I think back, I think they were kind of... They make you sweat.
Okay.
That sounds nice, too.
Oh,
yeah.
That's amazing. I really, really appreciate you. You've taught me a lot today.
Thanks.
You really have.
Thanks.
I've learned more about this than I ever imagined.
Thanks for asking.
Is there anything you'd like to say to the audience, the people who are watching this, how to get in contact with you? Or
probably the most interesting way to do that is to check out our YouTube channels. We have two. You can look them up under Connor and Brittany. And you can also check out our website, connorandbrittany.com.
One thing I noticed about your videos, you allow people to ask whatever they want. And I see why now, so that's pretty good.
We don't feel like there's one way to live that's better than another. We just want to kind of represent what's working for us.
Do you ever take anything personal, like when people like mean or something? Does that make you feel bad?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's really hard.
Sometimes
yeah.
it really affects me, for
oh,
sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, thank you all for coming. My final question, did you have fun?
Yeah, I did.
Thanks
thank
for having
you.
Us.
All right.
Were you nervous about coming?
Man, I was so nervous in the beginning, like sitting out here in the...
A little bit.
My heart was going, but...
You expected me to be meaner or something?
No, no. It's
no,
just a lot
new.
Of lights, you know?
Yeah.
Nice chairs.
Yeah.
We normally sit on the floor. So.
Yeah, cross-legged, no shoes.
Well, it's been amazing.
Thank you so much.
And thank you all for tuning in. Don't forget to like, follow, tweet, subscribe, share. We need your support, all right? So every dime we get goes right back into the Fallen State. Let me hear from you, and thank you so much for tuning in.
Next time on... on the Fallen State.
You have like what some would consider a mean, demanding personality.
True. I've created hundreds of thousands of jobs.
Do you feel tough?
I am tough. A lot of kids follow me because I stand for something.
Have you ever had a heartache? Are you broken
up? Oh, yeah.
What did that feel like?
I felt shitty. Now that you mentioned it, I can still feel it.
Thanks for watching The Fallen State. We need your continued support. Donate to my nonprofit here. Subscribe and like the videos here. And tell everybody and their mama about the show.